Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my vodcast. Joy is your career. How to make a living being in joy and make your life your joyful career. From a creation perspective, most people do everything backwards. Instead of getting happy to attract happy things that bring them more joy, they try to create things that will make them happy. But you can't get a happy result from an unhappy journey. So whether it's money, a lover, or a fulfilling career, or success, and anything you want to create, the optimal game plan is to make a career of living a happy life, rather than trying to find a career that will make you the money that you need, that will give you a happy life. But as we have seen a million times in society, it does not work to do things that you dislike, no matter how much you are paid, because then your life sucks and you are just biding time until you've made enough money to retire and finally be done with doing stuff that you hate doing. But a sucky life does not create a happy life when you retire, because then you're just full of regrets because you didn't really live your life and didn't fulfill any of your dreams. You kept putting off life for some future joy. So the optimal career choice would be to decide that above all things, your top priorities in life are joy, freedom, fun, and growth, because those are the essence, the base, and the result of life. And the only reason you want anything, whether it's money or career or success, relationship, etc., is for the fun you can have. Yes, people are after prestige and fame and significance and contribution to make a difference, etc., but those things are also desires to feel good, to feel happy, and be proud of yourself. So pick desires and activities and choices in life that align with your core intentions to be happy, to be free, and expand and grow spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Because the purpose of life is joy. And the basis of life is freedom. And the result is never-ending expansion. All anyone wants is to feel good and be happy. Joy is our natural state of being. And we have the complete power and freedom to create anything that we desire. Nothing can stop us from getting what we want but our own doubts and fears. And your emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical growth are just inevitable, especially if you are a conscious, aware, and deliberate creator of what you want. So to live your natural states of joy and freedom, make a career of those things. What brings you joy to do? What inspiring creative things excite you to create in your life and to help other people create in their lives? How can you live a happy, prosperous, and fulfilling life now rather than waiting until some future date or selling your soul to the proverbial devil for some possible future gain? Very simply, what do you want and why do you want it? Especially, why do you want it? People tend to look at work and business and career as a means to an end rather than a natural way of living. Before you even consider jobs and careers and businesses, etc., first of all, make your life your career. Make joy your career. Make fun your career. Make feeling good your career. Make being happy your career. I mean, what do you want in life? You want fun, goodies, and cars, and houses, and lovers, and nice friends, and adventures, and fun things, and excitement, and fun things to do, and travel and riches, etc., all right? But the more important question is, why do you want all of that stuff and all those things and all those experiences? Well, to be happy, of course, to feel good, for the fun of it. So make your career be feeling good. Make your life and your career feeling good. Make your life your career. And what you most want in life is joy. I'll say that again. Make your life your career. And what you want most in life is joy. So joy is your career. And if you make joy your career, then you will attract jobs and businesses and investments and creative endeavors and fun, prosperously oriented people that bring you joy and feel good to do those things and be around. Now, if you didn't start out your life with this divine guidance and you're not yet doing your dream job or your dream business and you're working hard for the money rather than letting your money work hard for you like I do, and you're not really having fun except when you're not working on the weekends, well, what can you do? Regardless of the conditions of your life, whether those conditions are pleasing or not, how can you have fun anyway? You want to be asking yourself, how can you bring joy into your life regardless of the conditions of your life? So first, start your day and enjoy by dedicating 30 minutes for joy and meditate and focus on your desires and your dreams that it's fun to think about, that brings you joy to think about them with, you know, affirmations. And in that regard, I recommend the fabulous Master Keys of Success and Daily Success Rituals series available from the awesome Master of Success and Fun and More Fun and the Law of Attraction and the Master of Affirmations, me, the great Zakiran, available at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. So by doing 30 minutes of joy every morning, you set up a foundation of joy which creates and attracts more joyful, fun things all day. And then throughout your day, look for and find and think about and talk about and write about and post about joyful, fun, beautiful, exciting things. All day, look for and find the gold nuggets amongst all of the tons of dirt. Just don't fall into the usual human trap of missing the gold because all they do is focus on the dirt. Complain never and praise always. Do not engage in bitch fests. Distract bitchy conversations with positive fun things or get the hell out of Dodge. All day long, think about fun things that you like to do. All day long, dream of more and better and exciting things to be, do, and have in your life and things that you want to see on Earth. Forget about what you see in normal physical reality. Pay no attention to what is, because if all you do is focus on what is, you'll just keep attracting and creating more of what is. Certainly focus on the nice, beautiful, joyful, fun things that currently exist that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, though, because that brings you joy to think about them and focus on them, and of course will attract more fun things that bring you more joy in your life. But on top of that, focus on the beautiful things that aren't here yet that bring you joy to think about them. And imagine being, doing, and having those things in your life now. So when someone asks you what you do for a living, answer, I make a living being happy. My purpose in life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. And so I am having fun creating more and more things that bring me joy and give me the freedom that is my natural state of being. I am a creator and I am here for the joy of creation. And life is an adventure. So I'm just enjoying every step of this grand adventure of joyful creation. I'm making a living, living life. I'm making a living enjoying life on planet Earth and all the delicious things and experiences and people and creatures and excitement and fun that this physical material existence has to offer. I'm not here to prove anything to anyone. I'm not here to prove my worth or to prove my virtuousness or prove my goodness or my piousness or divinity or virtuousness. I'm just here for the joy of creation, on this leading edge of creation, as I desire new and wonderful things, because desire is my natural state of being as a universal creator. And as I turn those desires into physical things, and then I enjoy delighting in their delicious existence and their creation and delighting in my awesome creative power that I created those things and enjoy delighting in the pride that I have in myself because I created that. Yeah, I created that desire into physical reality. I created something from nothing. I just pointed at what I wanted, and then I just got out of the way and let the universe create it for me. Easy peasy. I then love delighting in how infinitely powerful I am as the universe and myself literally expand and evolve this entire planet together as a powerful force of joyful, delicious, divine creation. The force is strong in this one, it is. The force is strong in this young Skywalker. The force is strong in this young, timeless, immortal, infinite, all-powerful, perfect, fun, creator of worlds. So, what do I do for a living? I am a creator of worlds. I am a joy agent. I am a joy and fun influencer. I am an infinitely powerful creator of universes. And I can be, do, and have whatever I want. And my every wish is my command. Abracadabra! I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, share with your friends. Bless them with these awesome teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel to get notifications of my next videos. Come visit me at zakiron.com for lots of self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and create whatever you want. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded and fun-oriented people create the happy, abundant, joyful lifestyle that everyone loves. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation and fun creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!